prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the second and final hour. I haven't even gotten into all my documentation. Clips of Obama, Obama pulling it down off his site, National Compulsory Service, youth brigades, gun confiscation brigades, domestic spy teams. I mean, this is going to make Nazi Germany and Russia under the Soviets look like child's play. He's pulled this off his presidential website. But we have it all right here. I've got a bunch of economic news, too, and mainstream media is admitting that the chemicals in the one plastic that became universal is sterilizing men all over the Western world. So I want to warn folks about that coming up, too. But let's just go to your calls right now. Jeremy in Tennessee says he's with Special Operations Group, in a Special Operations Group, and they couldn't wake up to the New World Order. He tried to warn them, tried to talk to them, but that's impossible. George Bush is a good Christian conservative. But now, because Obama's in office, suddenly they're all worried and concerned. And yes, it's true. Cops and military generally, when Democrats get in and kind of go with the left step, see, these are legs on the New World Order. They take a step with the left, take a step with the right. Step with the left, step with the right. Right now, it's a left step and a big step with Barack Obama. But I've never seen, and my mother, you know, been a liberal, been a Democrat, but, you know, woken up in the last few decades. That doesn't mean becoming a conservative. The point is she's woken up to the bigger paradigm. She says, I'm scared. I'm concerned. She said, I've never seen them call somebody a messiah, the one, the leader. Folks, that's not what a free country does with a president. But anyways, I digress. The corporate system is doing that because they want him to do things they know are going to be very unpopular. Go ahead and make the point. You're saying he's a godsend. He will actually wake people up with his openly fascistic agenda.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I've seen. I've seen a lot of people freaking out in my area. I had another comment to say about something I learned from you. As NCOs, when we get a long weekend, we have to give a safety briefing to all our lower enlisted to make sure that over the weekend they don't do anything stupid, so, you know, like drinking and driving or doing something of that nature. And, you know, military, believe it or not, we do a lot of good things because we get do the right thing preached to us so much. So I had two soldiers on Friday night call me about 2:30 in the morning to come pick them up because they had been drinking and their DD left them. So I did the right thing and went and got them. And they wanted to eat, so we walked to the restaurant, which was only about 70 meters from where they were at. And on the way back, I had a cop pull over and was about to arrest us for walking on the side of the road.
Yeah, because the country's so free.
Yeah. So I did what I learned from you by watching your movies. I didn't stop, even though he was telling me to stop, because I hadn't done nothing wrong, and I had not been drinking. I was just picking him up. So he called another police officer to make me stop, and then they completely detained me. And I told the cop straight to his face, I wish I'd had a camera, but I didn't know this was going to happen. But I told him what I learned from you is that, hey, you may beat the rap right now because you've got a gun and a badge and backup, but you're not going to beat the ride. And I told him straight to his face that I'm not going to sue Tennessee. I'm not going to sue your police. I want to sue you, you know. And it took about 20 minutes, but they finally just let us go.
But why? Why, when you go protest, do they come pose as protesters and beat people up and then arrest everybody? You know, why do they come and say you can't walk down the street in America? Why are we treated like scum? I mean, and then why are we bad when we say we don't want you to do this to us?
I don't know, but I told him that he was civilian. I said, you know, you need to get out of this mentality. You're state-funded. You're not you are.
Oh,
not
he was calling you a civilian?
Yeah, and I said, no, I'm you're a civilian. I'm not a civilian.
It's all military nomenclature, though. Well, no, I know the military is made up of the very best people, in the country. Believe me, I have a lot of family, and they're so gung-ho. They love America so much, and they're so blind, though, to the programming. I'm like, don't you understand they're dismantling what the country is? And a lot of cops are good, too. It's just they've been taught, you've got the authority. You've got to maintain control of the situation. You've got to keep these people in line, and it's sad.
Well, the cop was so arrogant and so cocky with me.
I know, it's disgusting.
I was saying, sir, and I was answering his questions, but I, like I said.
So how did this end? I mean, did you say, so I'm not allowed to eat food in America, just not allowed to be here?
I just said, what did we do wrong? You know, I told him I threw the amendments, you know, hey, what's your probable cause? What are we doing wrong? They asked for my driver's license. I wouldn't give it to them. I said, tell me what I did wrong, and I'll do it, you know. And they, you know, finally they just had to let us go because they realized, man, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about, you know.
What did they say when they left?
They finally just said, all right, are you guys going to your car? I said, yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning.
And yeah, but there's always a control issue. And, of course, they can say they thought you were, you know, criminals or whatever. The point is that he should be glad because of you, not just your service, but also that service, defending the republic, defending the basic Bill of Rights, what the country really is. His children may grow up in a free country. Probably won't, but, you know, he's got some glimmer of hope.
Well, you're a great person, Alex. You just keep doing what you're doing. There's a lot of people out there that agree with you 100%.
Well, I appreciate your call. I'm not that great of a person, folks. When I find out there's a criminal group running my country, brainwashing the police and military, turning us into a police state, I get mad. And then I've had people calling people I've known saying, oh, I'm glad he's going to ban talk radio. I'm glad he's going to ban free speech, Barack Obama. I'm glad he's creating youth brigades. I'm glad that they're going to restrict the Internet. And, you know, all these Democrats who didn't like George Bush doing all the same stuff, now that Barack Obama comes in, suddenly they're, oh, yeah, I'm all for that now. Just like everybody who was against Bill Clinton and all the corrupt things he was doing, moving the ball down the field for the New World Order, that's all it is, they're on the same team. They were, as soon as George Bush got in, they're like, you know what, I love it now. I love the police state now. Well, get ready. What's funny, Paul? He just keeps laughing in there. People are not lucky I'm even here today, but I got this chest cold, man. It is painful. All right, let's go ahead. Oh, man. Who's up next here? Mike in Texas, you're on the air for calling into talk radio and even caring about liberty. You're probably with Al-Qaeda.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, Al-Qaeda, I'm here.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to discuss two things quickly, 2Gs, guns and GM. Today I went to the gun show outside of Conroe, Texas, and I mean to tell you, it was so crowded that you could hardly walk.
Yeah, record gun sales. That's been in the New York Times. Never before have more guns or ammo been sold because the people know.
And let me ask you, I bought me a World War II era M1 carbine rifle, 30 caliber. Is that a pretty good choice for a defense weapon?
Well, I'm not like an armor or something from the Army, but yeah, the little 30 cals, that's good up close, and it'll certainly make somebody think twice they get hit with a couple of those. Absolutely. I mean, if I could have, say, one gun, one rifle, it'd probably be something like an M14 308.
Well, I talked to Civil War II veterans, and they told me that they were able to take out guys with machine guns because they were good shots.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's a good little lightweight. I mean, something comparable is a .223 range rifle.
Yeah.
Or a Mini 14. I've got one of those. Shot up some wild hogs this weekend with them.
And the other gun I bought was an Old West single action 45 long Colt because I like the old cowboy guns. Is that that's nothing wrong with that, right?
There's nothing. You know what? It's all about your will.
Right.
Let's say you're defending the republic from enemies. You can have any gun you want, any handgun, any rifle with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I mean, so when it comes down to it, yes, those are wonderful firearms, sir.
And but today, guess what? I tried to find some 45 long Colt ammunition, and it was totally sold out. I could not believe it.
Yeah, that 45 long Colt, that's a neat round.
It also shoots the old lever-action rifles. That's what's good about it. The ammo is interchangeable.
Sir, every gun I've got has gone up in value. I mean, I don't want to say how many rifles and handguns I've got.
Right.
But it's a large amount. And let's just say this, I love them all to death.
Yeah, I think...
Look, these parasites in government that want to make us their slaves and all their brainwashed jellyfish servants and all their weak-minded people that follow them. They hate it that we're still armed, because that means we're not the New World Order's total slaves yet. And so they're very upset. I appreciate your call. We're going to continue with Chris, Isaiah, Chris, Diongo, Mike, John, Bode, and...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I could sit here all night and talk about other issues and take phone calls, and we are, but, I mean, did you know that the world really is run by a private group of families that own the private banks? And they openly admitted that they were going to cause our markets to implode and terrorize us into giving them total governmental power and then looting our entire treasuries to fund themselves and not help the people or fund the economy. They're the ones killing the economy. And then now they're setting up a world government for and by the private banks where they will have control over all the nations of the world's finances and where they will regulate the stock markets when they are the ones that engineered all this. And they're calling it a new world order. And meanwhile, the public's talking about, you know, Texas Tech and LSU or, you know, what happened with the Easter Bunny, you know, coming up. And so all I can say is believe whatever you want, say whatever you want. I'm telling you the truth, and we're in a lot of trouble. The history of the planet is tyrannical governments taking control and abusing the populations really bad. And if you want to be naive suckers, go ahead. But let me tell you something, folks. Barack Hussein Obama is going to really get a lot done for the New World Order. And just sit back and watch. You can be suckers if you want and even think this guy's president or runs anything, but he doesn't. And they get these emails going, you just can't imagine a black man being president. No, honey, I was saying that George Bush was a puppet and Bill Clinton was a puppet. And those are white guys. That's not what this is. Just mindlessness. They can't even get their minds past that into real issues. But you can't get the yuppies to talk about the New World Order. It can be all over the financial pages. It can be happening, but they were preconditioned that it didn't exist, so they just say it doesn't exist. Hey, that's fine. Watch them take your 401k and your pension and watch the New World Order devalue your currency. Go ahead. You like being idiots? Go ahead. Don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success, as they say. I got all these calls. There's a different phone system every week in here. This one isn't showing me how long the caller's been on hold. Who's been holding the longest here? Call number six. Line six has been holding a long time. John in Austin, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, John. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, good, good, good. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for all the good work you're doing. I know you're a very humble person. I just want to throw a quote at you from Thomas Jefferson. He said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. And, you know, the longer that silence is out there, the we're going to head down the doom and gloom that you've been
The actual quote it was a great one you paraphrased. Is that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing.
Right.
And boy, look at tyranny flourishing because the public's looking at iPods and looking at the latest, you know, bling, and they have no idea that systematic tyranny has come to our shores.
Yeah, and I was watching the McLaughlin Group this morning, and they went into this little piece about the meeting on November the 14th or the 15th. World Economic Meeting.
The new Bretton Woods, the end of the dollar, basically.
Right. And so they started talking about globalization. So I was thinking, wow, okay, they're going to discuss this, right? So they come back to the group, and they said, Barack's hands are tied on this one. Okay, next topic. You know, the world basks in the glory of Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, is that both parties are not going to discuss it. We're handing everything over, including governmental power, to private banks in England. Next story. Bye-bye.
Right, right.
You know, that's the McLaughlin guy.
Yeah, and I'm curious about the situation with the Attorney General. Is there any hope, and I'll get off here, but as far as a real Attorney General that's going to come in there and take
no.
on 9/11? And
no, I mean, usually our Attorney Generals are foreign intelligence operatives, so... No. And by the way, I was wrong in the last hour. I didn't pay a lot of attention to Senate races, and I knew that Ted Stevens and Begich were neck and neck, and then I'd seen Begich ahead. In Alaska, Ted Stevens with 7 convictions is in the lead right now, but it's still being contested. So, whatever. There's the basics with that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to... Bode in Ohio. Do things bode well, Bode? Welcome.
Hi. Peace to the world. It's actually Daoud. I can understand why they didn't quite get it.
Sorry. Daoud, welcome to the airwaves.
Yes. First of all, I have to just let you know who you're speaking to. I am an African-American male, 51 years old, and I have never supported Barack Obama. And I am catching a lot of flack from both whites and blacks out here in Columbus, Ohio.
I bet the whites are really arrogant and on power trips.
Let me tell you, I'm not racist.
You are. You don't like him.
What is so amazing is when I ask them any questions about what they know about him, no one knows anything. Everybody's wearing T-shirts. It is so crazy.
Yeah, all I know is he is more handsome than Bush and knows how to give a speech better. But if you look at who runs him, it's total New World Order.
Well, when I start talking about the corporate dictatorship that we have in this country, we've had for many years, and I start talking to him about the history that this country has been, the history of this country has been fighting against central banks.
That's it.
And I break out so many different historical facts, and then people start, really, really, really? And I said, do you understand why Lincoln was assassinated? Do you understand why Andrew Jackson was attempted to be assassinated?
Kennedy.
All had to do with the central bankers.
Exactly. That's it, because if you control the issuance of money, you're king dog.
That's it.
Doesn't matter what anybody does.
There are two quotes which I throw out, and people listen to me after I throw them out. And one is a Financial Times, Times of London editorial from 1863, which came out right after Lincoln decided to print greenbacks. And they talk about the directness of the New World Order. And it reads, I'm going to try to read this real quickly. If this mischievous financial policy, meaning a government actually controlling its own currency, which has its origin in North America, shall become enduring down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. And that's from the Times of London from 1863. It was in response to Lincoln printing greenbacks.
I know. In fact, I even sent off years ago, when I was making a banking documentary, I never finished, for the real, you know, Times of London. And that was really in there. And the banking associations here were saying that. And that's why Burr, you know, went out and killed Alexander Hamilton, because he was trying to push that through.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Our whole country, our whole world is run by these people, and Obama is literally their man.
He is such a puppet. It is unbelievable. And it just really hurts me, because as a black man growing up here in the United States of America, you get a lot of messages that try to tell you and convince you that you're not a full-fledged citizen of the United States. And I could tell you, even I come from a large family. I have 8 sisters and 3 brothers who are living. And I never accepted any of those messages.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to go to news. Can you hold over? You can hold over, right?
Yes.
I want to come back and hear this. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy.
Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live taking your phone calls in response to last week's election. The 44th president, Barack Obama. Yeah, let me just say this. What I hate about it is that I'd love to be able to support America's first, president who's got African blood in him because, that'd be wonderful. The problem is I don't support any of these presidents since Kennedy, and they blew his head off because he didn't play ball. And we had bad presidents before that. Woodrow Wilson started speaking out and saying, look, I got conned by some private banks. I didn't know this was a takeover. Suddenly they poison him. He goes into a coma. Then he comes out of the coma and writes letters publicly exposing it again, saying he thought he was poisoned. I mean, that's mainline information, folks. The average people, though, aren't aware even who Woodrow Wilson was. He was our president back in 1913 when we got the private Federal Reserve, when we got the income tax. And you can read all the documents of the bankers, books they wrote, things they say. They're doing it now, and it's so painful because it is positive that people are getting along better. That a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of black folks that I know, are saying, yeah, man, I understand that Barack Obama is owned by the very same people and, quote, owned by the man, but, you know, at least it says that a whole bunch of white folks voted for a black guy. And so there is that good news. But let me tell you something. Here's the bad news. When they are done with Barack Obama, they're going to blame everything on him, just like George Bush. It's birdcage liner. They come in with a honeymoon. They get a bunch done. The New World Order bird soils everything, and then the birdcage liner gets blamed. They pull that out and stick a new one in. Let me tell you, for folks watching here locally in Austin on television on Channel 10, you see this right here? Barack Obama, that's just birdcage liner. They're just going to place him up in there, and the bird, that's the New World Order, is going to do his business. Why don't we talk about the bird, the creature that's doing this? Going back to our caller in Ohio, I don't want to butcher his name again, so I'll just let him state his name when he comes back on. You had one more quote, sir, and you were talking about growing up, the images of the bling, the image of the culture, the corporations pick out to try to stereotype black males especially. I mean, I'm putting words in your mouth, but you were about to get to that, versus what reality is and how you didn't listen to the propaganda, and then you were going to continue. Go ahead.
Exactly, Alex. I was really fortunate, you know, growing up in Newark, New Jersey. I grew up in the East, and my teachers that we had all the way through were exceptional, and they really made sure we all were educated. Even the dumbest guy in my class would be an A student today. And they cared about education, and that was really out of the Eisenhower mold. Eisenhower was such a key in all the things that happened for all of us going through the 60s. And just even within my family, though, I was just been an oddity because I just never understood why other people, my own family, saw things so differently to me, because I really did believe the things that we were taught about being a United States citizen all the way through. And I never thought I'd live to see the day that Russia would be telling my government not to start a war, meaning the Iraq war, and they were absolutely right. You know, so I just really ask everyone out there, regardless of what your group is, to really understand the history of this great nation that we have and fully understand things before we speak, and we need to get out there and challenge this government. Another point I wanted to make is that I've asked many people, black and white, if they knew who Crispus Attucks was. And most people don't even know. I said, so you're happy about having a black president, and you don't even know the history of the revolution and who Crispus Attucks was. I said, because you know what? You may be looking at another Crispus Attucks looking at me right now.
Why don't you tell folks who it is?
Crispus Attucks was the first person, he was African, who died in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And people forget that there was a struggle here from day one against international bankers. And the one quote I want to leave with real quickly is from Otto von Bismarck, and I got this out of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And he was quoted after Lincoln had been assassinated regarding the impact that this was going to have on the world. The death of Lincoln was a disaster for Christendom. There was no man in the United States great enough to wear his boots. I fear that foreign bankers, with their craftiness and torturous tricks, will entirely control the exuberant riches of America and use it systematically to corrupt modern civilization. They will not hesitate to plunge the whole of Christendom into wars and chaos in order that the earth should become their inheritance.
Beautiful.
This is exactly what has happened.
No, I mean, exactly. And back then, people even knew who the enemy was, and we couldn't beat them. Now the public doesn't even know and laughs at bankers while they're openly setting up world government run by them, and we're going to have to buy carbon taxes from them. I appreciate your call, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Peace to the world.
You bet. Yeah, the guy's a great speaker. He needs a radio show. He does. I love that tone of voice and the way he was speaking. I just like it. Look at this. Look at this right here. This is out of Newsweek, and it's a cartoon. We'll show a close-up of this, Trey. I'll give this to you for the TV show so we can put it on. And it says the Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's a piece of paper, and Barack Obama is piecing it together with tape and fixing it after Bush Cheney. Folks, Barack Obama, out of the gates, is saying, Patriot Act, warrantless spying, more wars, letting the bankers take over. Man, I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, we've got this translucent green skin, George Bush, who just radiates deception and lies. Notice how they set that up. They're masters of 8 years of this, and they give us this. Hollywood. Just exudes confidence and smarts and slick, good looking. It's over, folks. We're screwed. It's over. Because the public has just somehow been trained that old white guys, which really do run things, you know, are the evil. So they look at some old white guy down the street and think he's the evil one. No, he's not the evil one. He's watching, you know, Dancing with the Stars just like you. But now that they've done this, man, this guy is going to carry the ball far. The New World Order's got its Vince Young, and he's going to carry the ball for him, ladies and gentlemen. It's your detriment. You'll be cheering your destruction all the way to the... Folks are going to wake up, though. I mean, let me tell you, they're going to destroy him in the end, though. They got to do that to then give you the new savior. Remember George Bush was the savior? Remember 7.5 years ago? He was the savior from Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton did stuff that was unpopular. Just like George Bush did stuff that was unpopular. And what's Obama saying every day in the papers now? I'm going to do stuff you're not going to like. See, he's getting you ready for it. I'm going to do stuff you're not going to like. I'm going to have to do what you don't want me to do because he works for somebody else than us. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves.
Well, who did the infamous Marcus Wolf train at Homeland Security between 2002 and 2006 when he became deceased?
Marcus Wolf, the former head of the East German Stasi, trained a lot of people at Homeland Security, including Comrade Chertoff.
Oh, I never did that. Wow. Well, in this service economy, the new make work is drafting the youth into a vast PI agency centralized in the government.
And that's not us. Let's play Barack Obama saying it. And then you read the fine print, youth brigade spying on Americans. Go ahead and roll it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I guess now we're just going to be doing each other's laundry and putting each other in jail, but not always in that order.
Well, here's an example. I've given a lot of money to Meals on Wheels. And then I heard that some of these groups bringing food to old folks, you know, quote, were trying to push psychological evaluations and Prozac and things on them. And then I saw News 8 Austin Friday morning. Sure enough, and then the next newscast was teaching kids about global warming and global taxes, and the next piece after that was another propaganda piece. I mean, we're just marinated in propaganda.
You're getting,
and they take every good thing we do and turn it into some government spy thing.
About 20% of the people, about 17 to 20% are considered somnambulists who are very easily suggestible. And there is also a recent study that when the brain has increased amounts of oxytocin released, for whatever reason they're made glad or happy, they can be cheated over and over again by the same person. And
No, that's it. You ought to write a story and put it on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. Absolutely, folks. It's all hypnosis. It's all tricks. It's all scams. If you're aware of it, you might have a chance to beat it. But if you deny it exists, it's over. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
You know, the media has taught us to be proud of the fact that we haven't read books or that we're not informed. That's actually not a good thing, folks. I hope you visit InfoWars.com to link through this Denver Post article. Headline, the probe into police staged DNC protest. The police went out and attacked other police as a pretext to demonize the protest in the eyes of the media. That's called the false flag right there. Obama camp scrubs website to remove references to mandatory community service. But it's still up there that old folks, young people, little kids, to be little tattletale squads, little environmental land grabbers, little government crooks. Of course, the government just collects it, though, and hands it to the bankers. And that's why Obama's smiling, because he's going to hurt you real bad for his masters. He got a Ted Bundy smile, doesn't he? Yeah. Going to hurt you real bad, suckers. And I got a bunch of other news here. Let me give you some news that I can break down here pretty quick before I go to a bunch of final calls. This is the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting System. The disappearing male. We're conducting a vast toxicological experiment in which our children and our children's children are the experimental subjects. Dr. Herman Needleman. The disappearing male is about one of the most important and least publicized issues facing the human species, the toxic threat to the male reproductive system. And it goes into genital deformities, low sperm counts, sperm abnormalities, testicular cancer. And it goes on to admit it is the one plastic of hundreds that was chosen and standardized about 50 years ago sheds estrogen-mimicking hormones. Now, it makes men feminine or deforms their organs, but women it makes hyperfeminine and get breast cancer. I've got all the studies right here. Let me just give you a news flash. Don't take mercury shots. By the way, it's still in there. Don't drink fluoridated water, and don't use cell phones a lot because it will give you a brain tumor. That's admitted. Don't drink out of cheap plastic. You can go research this if you want to learn the different symbols on plastic. And you may not care about yourself, but at least care about your children. At least do that. And there are a lot of cities getting ready to take fluoride out. I've got another report here. Finally, all the documents have come out, and city officials, when they're finally given the documents, can't believe it and remove the fluoride, and the feds come in, try to pay them off to put it back in. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Pflugerville, Texas. You're on the air, Paul.
Good evening, Alex.
Hi.
I had a question on the unfairness doctrine, and I wish you, for now on, would refer to it as the unfairness doctrine.
I mean, how about the Soviet free speech ban?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when that comes down? Do you have any really plans to fight it, or can you? I mean, it's the stations.
They're going to target AM and FMs, but they're saying under fairness now they're going to shut down internet radio. So they'll try to use examples that look good in the media. You know, they'll try to set precedents, but these crooks aren't going to get away with it. You know, they tried to claim with the so-called campaign finance reform that doubled the money corporations could give up restricted free speech, that I couldn't interview groups that were, say, pro-land grab, anti-land grab, or pro-gun group or anti-gun group, that I couldn't have my own opinions. People just ignored that. So let these smiley-faced criminals tell us that we don't have free speech. We still have it. And I'm not going to go along with it, but it's not just there. They're coming out with a Violent Radicalization Act where they openly want to ban 9/11 Truth and a lot of other things.
Well, but they're not going to be directly attacking you because you're too tough of a bird.
They'll go out for stations. They'll go out for stations.
Yeah, and then the stations will kick you off the air. That's their plan, is it not?
That is their plan, sir. I appreciate your call. That is land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, you can't have free speech. You can't protest on the street. You can't have a radio show. I mean, America's not about being able to say what you want. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. Some people say that once you could say what you wanted in America. That was a lie. That was Al-Qaeda saying that. No. Some people said that Obama wasn't born from a virgin birth. Some people said that he didn't have little wings under his jacket. They were Al-Qaeda members. No, Obama is the savior. He will save us. Andrew in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Andrew. I just wanted to talk about Obama.
You mean, please don't blaspheme, sir. Lord Obama. Lord, the one, the savior. Go ahead. Talk of his grace. Yes, what of his grace? What of the savior?
I'm just wanting to say that. Will Obama be a better president than any other one?
No. George Bush ran nothing. George Bush was a puppet. That's what we're saying. He doesn't matter. But his policies are for total corporate raping of the population.
Do you think Obama will be protected or will he be assassinated?
I think he'll be protected, but they're going to have horrible, degenerate, distasteful, ugly, racist groups attack him, and that will fool a lot of folks into supporting him. So there's a lot of tricks they can play with Obama. Let's talk to Isaiah in California. You're on the air, Isaiah.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Jones?
Isaiah, welcome.
Yeah, I had a question, and I want to tell you why I'm asking the question. Well, can I? All right, what is the Club of Rome?
Club of Rome is a globalist think tank consortium calling for the extermination of 80% of the world's population and a neo-feudal planetary system run by a basic international corporate elite.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking this question is because there's a man in Japan called Daisaku Ikeda. He is the president of Soka Gakkai International, a Buddhist association which claims 12 million members and in more than 190 countries and territories. And this man is an honorary member of Club of Rome, right?
No, that's who they recruit. They recruit influential people.
Now, but this I've researched about this Buddhist, and they've done a lot of good things around the world. But see, I don't know, because you always say it's compartmentalized. And also, this Buddhist association called Soka Gakkai has a own party in the Japanese government, and it's called the New Komeito, and it's the third biggest party in Japan. So,
are you Japanese?
Yeah, I called in before. You were asking me how to say endgame in Japanese and all that stuff.
Yeah, you speak really good Japanese. I figured you were going to speak Japanese.
Yeah,
I can hardly speak English. I'm very fancy that you can speak both. Probably more than two. That's what they do. They have outer and inner rings of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, and they go and they get an Angelina Jolie to join the CFR so that that gives them the look of being mainstream. But she's never let in on the inner policy meetings that go on. So it's all about all part of influence peddling.
Okay, well, what do you think about this man, Daisaku Ikeda? He's the president of Soka Gakkai. I mean, he has a lot of people on his side, you know. I mean, I've done...
Yeah, that's who's part of these globalist groups are powerful people.
So he's evil?
No, I don't know who he is. I don't know that particular member of Club of Rome. And a lot of times when you hear honorary, I've been made an honorary group of Christian groups and other groups, and people make a big issue. Look, you're an honorary member of this. Well, I didn't even know I was an honorary member, you know, of some little subgroup of something. So I mean, I don't have enough information on that to comment. I know the policies of the Club of Rome. They admit that there's no global cooling or heating that's unnatural, that carbon dioxide's a way to make humans the enemy and the state to institutionalize war against the individual. And so that's said in some of their documents we cover in films like Endgame.
Hmm. Well, all right, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead. Well, my voice is really going out now. Soheed, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing? I'm in the Tulsa. I just had a question, Alex. There's a game coming out with Tom Clancy called End War. Have you seen the commercial of that?
Yeah, I have. It's all New World Order stuff, getting you ready.
Yeah, it is going to be $800 barrel oil prices in the Middle East because about 20 million people. Now, compared to that to the 2002 Ghost Recon,
which is where the U.S. attacks Georgia through Georgia into Russia, even in the same month, yeah.
So are they getting us ready for this? Should we start?
Well, they did Fox TV shows where the government hijacks a jet to fly in the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan. Yes. And they love to flaunt what they're going to do beforehand, so you got to look at that. Criminals love to brag. They always do. Out of time. God bless you all. See you back next Sunday or back tomorrow. Infowars.com. Appreciate you all. Get out there and take on tyranny. Knowing is half the battle. Taking action is the other half. Let's do it together. Death to the New World Order. Forever for liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you...